Bonjour, my beautiful friend. Another day to live, another day to give. In this moment, you are with Erica on RMR for a short meditation. And the theme of today is I quit blaming. For now, I invite you, as always, to take a deep, delicious breath, filling in your beautiful body with fresh life force, breathing in slowly, deeply, deliciously, as much as you can take in, and letting go, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, letting go as much as you can let go of. Nice, deep, delicious breath in your belly, fueling this body of yours. You are sitting upright, your feet are on the ground. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your belly is relaxed. Palm of your hands are facing the sky. And the tip of your tongue is on the roof of your mouth. Your chest is relaxed, your throat is relaxed. And for a moment you can feel your whole self at once, from the tip of your toes to the tip of your nose. Breathing in and breathing out through your skin, just really crank up the volume of being under your skin, of being present, of being in this body of yours. This moment you have all the time in the world just to be, just to breathe. Slow, deep, delicious breath, making sure your in-breath is equal length of the out-breath. See how much more you can drop these shoulders and put a gentle smile on your face. The sole of your feet is wide open, the palm of your hands relaxed. Letting go of any holding of your belly. Let your belly be soft. Your shoulders are relaxed, your heart, your chest is wide open. Just completely relax your tongue now. And keep imagining that you're breathing in from your whole skin, breathing out from your whole skin. How would your life look like if you quit blaming is definitely not a quick process. It's a lifelong journey. It's new opportunities to practice every day. I quit blaming. To start today being really aware of how many times you blame yourself or someone for something. See if the origin of your action, the origin of your thought could be tweaked. Nothing needs to be somebody else's fault or your fault. It's just an invitation to embracing and embrace yourself or others just as they are. Just play with it today. It's just an invitation, just a thought. Personally, I believe that life becomes way more powerful when we practice quitting the blaming game. I'll just read you a few words. When you still have your eyes closed, with your tongue relaxed. This is called the power to change. Sometimes you reach the end of your tether. You've been fighting to change something for so long. Now you realize that it will not change. Not today anyway, and maybe not tomorrow. So you begin to accept it, even love it, as it is now. You bow to its present existence. Your resistance melts away. You remember that your inner peace is not dependent on change or lack of change. Your peace, changeless with the season, is changeless with the seasons. And then mysteriously held in the non-resistance love, feeling no pressure from you to change, cradled in a deep acceptance, the thing begins to change. And how? And you bow to it again. Sometimes powerlessness holds great power. The mind is not in charge of change. My beautiful friend, I just invite you to bow again and again today, as many times as you can remember. Just bow to what is. I wish you a delicious day, and I shall breathe with you tomorrow, if that is your wish. If you have enjoyed your meditation, you can listen to it again at your leisure on the podcast page of the Radio Margaret River website. Namaste.